Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 10:35-45. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10, verse 35-45. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right hand, the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Let us think about service over authority. Or if you want, the paradox of greatness, service over authority. In Mark 10:35-45, James and John, two of Jesus' closest disciples, approach him with a bold request to sit at his right and left in glory. This request reveals a common misunderstanding of the nature of Jesus' kingdom, one that prioritizes earthly power and honor. Jesus' response, however, pivots to the heart of gospel leadership, the call to serve rather than to be served. Our Lord Jesus Christ contrasts the worldly understanding of authority with the kingdom's view. "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." This radical redefinition of greatness and leadership as service challenges us to reflect on the nature of power, influence, and leadership. Jesus, the Son of Man, embodies this ethos by giving his life as a ransom for many, setting the ultimate example of servant leadership. My dear friends, in a world where leadership is often associated with power, control, and prestige, the Christian call to servant leadership is countercultural. It requires humility, a willingness to put others first, and a dedication to serving God's purposes above personal ambition. The importance of such an approach to leadership is that it transforms communities, workplaces, and churches as leaders who serve inspire others to do the same, creating environments where compassion, justice, and mutual respect flourish. The season of Lent is a time of reflection, repentance, and preparation. It offers an opportune moment to think of Jesus' teachings on leadership and service. It invites us to examine our own desires for power and control, to repent of self-centered ambitions, and to embrace a life of service inspired by Jesus' example. As we journey toward Easter, let us consider how we might embody servant leadership in our own lives, sacrificing for the good of others and the glory of God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, In what areas of my life am I seeking power or recognition over opportunities to serve others? Number two, how can I incorporate the principle of servant leadership into my daily interactions, both in my personal and professional life? Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, in this season of Lent, we are reminded of the ultimate sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Teach us to follow in his footsteps, to seek humility over honor and service over sovereignty. May our lives reflect his love and commitment to serving others, that we might be beacons of your light in a world in need. Guide us in our reflections and actions, that we may truly embody the servant leadership he exemplified. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.